Hi, I'm Allison Kulo.
Hi, I'm Roger Goldman. Welcome to Mountain Money.
High West Distillery and Saloon, Utah's first legal distillery since 1870, encourages whiskey lovers to forgo the open flames of summer and instead enjoy a campfire in a bottle with High West Campfire Whiskey. This limited-release bottle of Campfire features custom label artwork crafted by Ed Mell, an iconic artist whose timeless Western landscapes are the perfect tribute to all those working to protect it. High West is using the launch of this limited-release bottle to encourage whiskey enthusiasts to avoid lighting campfires and drink campfire instead due to wildfires raging all over the West, fire bans across the country, and one of the worst droughts seen in years. Joining us this morning to talk about this limited release is Isaac Winter, blending and distilling manager for High West. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and I got to hit your on button, yeah. So there we go, we're good.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, there we go. So how often does High West release a limited kind of blend or mix, and what was behind the decision to do one now?
So we have a roughly quarterly release of limited whiskeys to support our core two, American Prairie and Double Rye. The Campfire whiskey is a longtime favorite, and we decided to give this particular edition a little bit of a facelift by partnering with Ed Mell to feature some Western artwork. We also were able to support the Wildland Firefighter Foundation with a $10,000 donation. So we can talk about that a little bit as well.
Isaac, let's take a step back and talk a little bit about the regular family of High West whiskeys and other products. Tell us a little bit about what it is that High West makes on a normal basis.
Absolutely. So we started off as a blending house. So we were purchasing whiskey from third parties, bringing it into our facility and blending all these components together to make interesting brands. And so that's a mix of interesting column still whiskeys with impactful pot still whiskeys on top. Starting in about 2011 or so, we started producing our own whiskey. And so we've been, you know, gradually building up that stock and now can blend those into our core products as well. So we have Double Rye, which is the spiciest rye in the West. It kind of celebrates the young, sprightly side of rye whiskey. And then we have American Prairie Bourbon, which celebrates these kind of field corn notes of a slightly younger, a younger product. We have whiskeys between 2 and 13 years old. So we try and cover, the spectrum there.
And define what, I just can't resist. I get the chance to ask these questions.
No, you're, go for it.
Tell us what makes a whiskey a rye and what makes a whiskey a bourbon.
Sure. So bourbon is at least 51% corn. So of that 49%, typically it's majority rye or majority wheat. The craft space has been playing around with triticale or quinoa even, but typically rye or wheat. Yeah. And then with rye whiskey, it's anything that's 51% rye. And so at High West, we do a 100% rye mash bill. And so we're doing 80% raw rye grown in southern Idaho, just a couple hours up the road. And then we use 20% malted rye, which kind of adds an interesting depth and complexity that you can't get with 100% raw rye.
So your core basics are the rye and the bourbon. And then every quarter, you said, you'll come out with an interesting sort of custom blend or something.
Yes. Yeah, so these are whiskeys that are very near and dear to our heart. They have kind of come out of our R&D barrel select program, or things that our master distiller and the rest of our team have created. And so Campfire is no different. Campfire is a blend of older bourbon and then a little bit of rye and a little bit of Scotch whiskey. And so it's a whiskey that's between 4 and 8 years old. It's majority bourbon, so it has great richness. We add a little bit of older rye to it to give it some backbone and some spice. And then that kind of kicker component, I guess, is Scotch whiskey. So we import it from Scotland. I'm sworn to secrecy. Can't tell the distillery. I get that question a lot. But it is peated Scotch whiskey that we blend in a small percentage to give you kind of the like the long forgotten campfire almost. So we talk about this as our transition whiskey. So if you're interested in American whiskey and you want to dabble in Scotch whiskey, this is a great whiskey for that. If you're a big Scotch whiskey drinker and you're trying to, you know, learn a little bit about American whiskey, this has the depth and the spice that you can get with those. So it kind of goes both ways.
I know Allison wants to ask about the campfires, you know, what you're doing with, you know, the preservation, but just to make sure, I assume this is available downstairs at the local Utah liquor stores now?
It is, yeah. So the campfire transitioned to full-time at our distillery and hospitality location. So that's on Park Street, just a stone's throw away from where we're sitting, and then also up at the refectory location up by Wanship. And then it's a limited release in Utah. So we just finished blending and bottling Midwinter Night's Dram. That's next up. And then after that is High Country Single Malt, which is our single malt whiskey, very near and dear to my heart and my team's heart. And that's 100% High West distilled and blended whiskey.
So how long does this typically stay on shelves? Like, do you make it, you bottle it, and then that's all you get? So you got to run out and get it now?
It's kind of a one-shot deal in the liquor stores. So we've committed to having it on the shelf at our hospitality and distillery locations all year round. But,
I've never been a fan of only one shot of whiskey. But anyway, neither here nor there.
So I do want to talk about, you know, the effort to be able to help with the wildfires, you know, and when this was released, it was slightly timely to what was happening in our community with a wildfire as well.
It was, yeah. You know, we had a couple of High West employees and their families who were affected by the Parley's Canyon fire. They were evacuated. Thankfully, no homes or, you know, any bodily damage was incurred, right? But, you know, we were introduced to the Wildland Firefighter Foundation, and our team thought that it was a great partnership, and you know, we wanted to support them because, you know, in the last couple of years we've had some pretty dramatic interactions with forest fires, and so the organization's it supports families of wildland firefighters who have been injured or killed in line of duty. So we're trying to give back to the community that way, and we thought, you know, better keep the campfire in a glass this year.
You know, as a business show, I always like to understand a little bit about the business. And here we're talking about the business of whiskey. Tell us a little bit about how many employees you have here in the state of Utah and how it breaks down between R&D, manufacturing, and, of course, the hospitality operation over here on Park Avenue.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we separate our business roughly between operations and hospitality. So on the operations side, we have 36 employees, and that produces roughly 245,000 physical cases of whiskey a year, a lot. So 210,000 9-liter cases, what we call it in the industry. And then that we do about 130,000 proof gallons of whiskey distilled every year. So that's about 2,200 wooden whiskey barrels full every year. And then the hospitality locations are a little bit bigger. So I think total, we maybe have about 100 or 115 employees split between all of our locations, something like that.
And okay, so we have the production operation that we just talked about. How many hospitality locations are there?
So we have the saloon right on Park Street. Just up the street is Nelson Cottage. We have the refectory. Those are kind of our main consumer-facing areas. We also have, I guess, not hospitality, but we have a warehouse in Salt Lake that has a package agency, so you can go down there and buy whiskey. But that's kind of our main depot for distribution.
And so with that being your main depot for distribution, where do you put together these 245,000 cases? Where does a majority of the production take place?
You know, you would think we were crazy for trying to make that much whiskey on top of a mountain, but that's exactly where we do it. So up by, on Blue Sky Ranch, up by Wanship, that's our main distilling and bottling operation, blending. And we take trucks up and down our little 1.5-lane road every day. And that's where all the magic happens.
Let's talk a little bit about your distribution. I was actually pleased not long ago. I was in the Cayman Islands, and there on the bar was a bottle of High West whiskey. Talk a little bit about how your distribution is now worldwide.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, we partnered with Constellation Brands in 2015, 2016, and they've been really, really instrumental in helping grow High West while allowing us to retain quality. So we have a lot of control over the blends, a lot of control over the quality of the whiskey. But we're in 50 states, and I believe we're in 12 countries now. And so we have special blends for the European markets, which are really good. So if you ever can go to Scotland, I've bought High West in Scotland, in the UK, in Asia. Those blends are a little bit different, and we wanted to have a little bit of fun. And so if you can ever find one of those bottles, I'd encourage you to buy it, bring it back, and have it side to side with something made in the U.S.
And so those aren't made in the U.S.
Those are made in the U.S., and we ship them overseas.
You do. Like, you know what they taste like.
Yeah. We get to taste all these whiskeys all the time. And so it's kind of funny because we're a little bit removed from some of these whiskeys. So we've already tasted, blended, and bottled Midwinter Night's Dram for this year. We're working on High Country Single Malt. So, we're a couple months removed.
So is there, I have this vision of a Raiders of the Lost Ark type warehouse where there are all these barrels that are going to have to sit there for years. A number of years. Is that an accurate vision of
what's
going on?
Yep. Yeah. So we have a couple different barrel aging warehouses out by the airport. Thousands of barrels in these warehouses, just big open boxes. You can imagine what it smells like if you go in there when it's warm in the summertime. It just about knocks your socks off. It's awesome. We store most of our barrels in Indiana, in Kentucky, with the third-party distillers that we're working with. But then we have a significant amount in Salt Lake.
Will you be actually keeping some whiskeys age for 10, 20 years so that, like some of the great scotches are 18 years old?
Absolutely.
Is that something they're planning on doing?
It is. Yeah. American whiskey, it ages a little bit faster than Scotch whiskey does. So you typically don't see things that are quite as old as Scotch whiskeys, but we do have some whiskeys that are going to be age statement. And I can't speak, too in-depth about that, but we do have that on the horizon.
I want to go back to the whiskeys in other countries that High West makes, because you have a very distinct bottle. Is it the same, packaging? Is it the same graphic on the front?
It is, yeah. We have a little bit different size bottle. So for some of the other markets, you need a 700-milliliter bottle, and we have a 750-milliliter bottle. So we've had to kind of play with that a little bit, but it looks almost identical.
And I think we would be remiss if not to acknowledge that. In fact, we did get a sample of High West Campfire Whiskey here in the studio. We are not doing shots this morning, notwithstanding the fact that it might be kind of fun.
I think that's more than a sample, though.
It's a full bottle, which we really appreciate you bringing to us.
Thank you so much for coming. This has been an educational as well as an entertaining discussion. We've been speaking with Isaac Winter. He is the blending and distilling manager for High West, and he came here to talk about the Campfire Whiskey. You've been listening to KPCW's Mountain Money. Do you love Mountain Money? Let us know. Leave us a review.